Josephine by Carolee Erickson. The book is subtitled A Life of the Empress. Chapter 1. Into the Wind House. There was a stillness in the heavy, humid air, and smoke from the cooking fires rose slowly straight upward into the cloudy sky a long way before drifting off sharply to the north. The trade winds had ceased. No comforting puff of air stirred the thick leaves of the breadfruit trees, and in the cane fields, where 100 near-naked slaves bent to the work of harvest, slashing at the cane stalks with long, sharp knives, the heat by mid-morning was like an oven. It was the 13th of August, 1766, a month into the hivernage, the season of storms and rain. On the craggy mountainous island of Martinique in the western Antilles, 400 miles from the Guinea coast, clouds were piling up, and an eerie darkness was gathering. In the slave quarters there were whispers that a bad storm was coming, for the Carib chiefs had announced that the skies were ominous, and everyone knew that on the night before, at sunset, a blood-red light had been glimpsed at the horizon in place of the usual emerald green, a portent of death. "It is the Yualu," the slaves told one another, and their Creole masters repeated the warning in their own tongue. "It is the Huracan." Out in the wide bay of Fort Royal, the clear turquoise water had turned opaque, and by noon the ocean was choppy with whitecaps, and an angry surf crashed noisily on the beach. Ships riding at anchor at the harbor mouth began to dance crazily in the swell, and nearer the shore fishermen hurried to bring their boats ashore, dragging them up far from the beach, and tying them to